The United States has recently decided to start a trade war with a country that manufactures one of every three items in the world. And it's because they're hating, man. China is getting bread and they're pocket washing. It's jealousy. The two biggest economies in the world have literally been going band for band with each other, and the rest of us are gonna suffer the consequences of it. And this shit has been causing an uproar for the people and the companies, such as when Apple flew 5 planes full of iPhones from India and China to beat Trump's tariffs. The main thing is he wants everything to be manufactured in the US, from pants and shoes to iPhones and cars. It's a good cause really, but some people would rather wear Nikes than make them. And there is a reason that iPhones are made in China. Like the CEO of Apple said, "Let me just step right in. I got things to invent. I'm an innovator, baby, change the world." China stopped being the low labor cost country many years ago. The real reason is the skill and the quantity of the skill in one location. And he noted that the US lacks the precision tooling engineers, and without it, there are no iPhones. Even if the US were to start building these capabilities today, it would take a generation to reach the scale required. Manufacturing iPhones domestically could also reduce the available iPhones by 90 to 99%, and cook Apple. It will be the Huawei sun rising on the horizon. Also, because of the unavailability of all this, a single iPhone fully manufactured in the US could cost 30K. His main reasoning for tariffs is that America has a big trade deficit where they buy more stuff than sell stuff, but that is just stupid because, number one, Americans are way richer and have way more money than Europeans and especially everyone else from other parts of the world to import and buy stuff. And also because it doesn't take into account that different people in different countries like different things. Such as when you're asking an European to buy your cars instead of their local BMW, Mercedes, or Renault. You're telling people that have roads like this to drive cars that are built for roads 4 times the size. For example, here is how ridiculous American cars look on European roads. So saying you need to tariff the EU because they're not buying American cars is wild, because maybe they would buy American cars if they were not the size of fucking tanks. And if you look at the news, it's like people are living in two completely different realities. This one tells you the tariffs are good, the other one says we're cooked. Since the tariffs are only going to make our lives more expensive, and the eternal band for band we are trapped in between the US and China keeps getting more heated, we will find out soon which one it is. And you can easily know by using Ground News, which helps you cut through the BS and figure out what's real, which is why they're sponsoring today's video. They pull in thousands of sources worldwide and actually organize them. So instead of doom scrolling through 50 Twitter takes, you can compare headlines side by side, check a source's bias, factuality, and even see who owns the sources. It can save you from some truly deranged rabbit holes. Right now, everybody is talking about Liberation Day tariffs and how it will affect us. So with Ground News, you can just see who is telling you this information. And with Ground News, you can look at over 200 sources covering this story, because you can't just rely on one source. The same story is being reported as, "This signs up America for stagflation," and "The tariffs are for working men and women, libtard owned." When you're on the internet, because I know you guys spend a lot of time on Twitter where you just see bullshit 24/7, like the most unhinged takes that people used to get locked in an insane asylum for 30 years ago. You don't know if you're getting news or propaganda, and Ground News is very useful in knowing which one it is. Like the low factuality far right source is not going to be true. It's like listening to Bryce Mitchell. And with everything going on right now, the White House Twitter is speaking like this and posting AI slop. Now is not the time to be clueless and get something useful. Right now you can get 40% off the Vantage plan, which gives you unlimited access to everything, which is about $5 a month. Just go to ground.news/gatsu or scan the QR code on screen. It's the same plan I use to see the UN roasting my country. Thank you, Ground News, for sponsoring the video. This was a big aura battle, and much like most other wars, the US lost this one too. They went back and forth increasing tariffs on each other, going band for band. 34%, 84%, 145%, 125%, until the Chinese embassy started aura farming. Going aura for aura with a country whose flag looks like this and the leader looks like Yakuza is a bad decision. They started Mao posting.
Yeah, and China will lose the US market, which, as I've said, is
15%. We don't care. China has been here for 5,000 years. Most of the time, there was no United States, and we survived.
Meanwhile, the only thing the White House was doing was posting AI fascist slop, like posting an AI CGI Studio Ghibli generated picture of someone getting deported, which is extremely dystopian, not to mention the "do not retaliate and you will be rewarded." Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were fascists now. I must have missed the message that hit is good now. Oh look, and there's the Gestapo, I mean ICE, breaking down doors to deport people who are legally in America for protesting. The thing is, I'm not worried that they're fascists or something, but if you are, can you guys at least dress cool? Like, I don't want people being oppressed by motherfuckers walking around like this. Please get some aura. The only aura these motherfuckers like Charlie Kirk have is women being uncomfortable around them.
A fetus is in utero.
What does fetus mean in Latin?
What the f***?
I'm sorry. It means little human being.
This smile is very creepy.
This is a massive aura loss, so much that people decided I'm not even going to the US anymore. I'm done. And they're losing billions from people just not traveling to the US anymore. And speaking of losing billions,
we're gonna win so much, you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
When the tariffs got announced, America started losing trillions, and then Trump was like, trust me, bro, the market is fine, it's just going to recover, but it kept going down and down, so he suspended tariffs on most countries, but not China. And then the stock shot back up, but hey, at least his friends made money. It's just so much bad PR, because making enemies with every single country in the world and your neighbors and saying you want your allies' lands will make you seem like a massive asshole. And this is done with AI slow propaganda as well, man. Just follow your fucking leader, please. I don't even want to go on the internet anymore. When you see the White House posting AI slope of immigrants getting deported, how can you not lose faith in humanity? But the best thing about all this is Tesla stock falling. I wake up, nice sunny day in Tbilisi. Ah, Tesla stock down, it's so good. If Elon Musk has no I am dead. You know, Tesla stock rose a lot because Elon helped Trump get elected by giving him a shit ton of money and also pushing far-right Trump propaganda on Twitter. And then when he won the elections, Tesla stock rose. Like, yeah, we love a Hitler now. We can say that. Trump is president now. Elon is so responsible for all this happening, because after purchasing Twitter with the help of a Russian oligarch and Diddy, true story by the way, he has just been pushing fake news and far-right propaganda. You used to go on Twitter and see posts like, I like Japanese curry. Now you go and it's like, there is nothing more beautiful to me than watching Tesla stock fall, especially because I know what this is responsible for. Him supporting Trump is not even top five. It's the fact that he's a classical oligarch, and the Eastern Europeification of America has been funny to watch, honestly. Like, yeah, now you guys know all America needs to become Eastern Europe is a couple more civil wars and a bit more corruption. It already has the oligarchy, you guys already border Russia, and corruption is already on the rise, so I'm sure you guys can make it if you really try. Also, the fact that Elon got the president of America to promote his shit electric car brand is absolute cinema.
Everything's computer.
It's just that I
don't like
this man, but he's so funny. Like, what do you mean you call tariffing penguins liberation day, bro?
America has been subjugated by these countries such as Georgia, Armenia, and Azerbaijan. The Tunisians, they have been subjugating us. America will not be a pawn to Cambodia anymore.
And like, everything is so absurd now. I don't even know how someone can look at the news and not go insane. This time, it's not even overreacting. There are two major wars going on, third one incoming, and every world leader is a war-hungry moron.
It's time for India versus Pakistan.
As my neighbors said, why don't presidents fight the war? Why do they always send the poor? This is why I just got tired of the bullshit and played The Last of Us 2. Now, Kanye was saying that The Last of Us 2 is so good that it made him not anti-Semitic. I personally think you should not be anti-Semitic, regardless of if you like The Last of Us 2 or not. The Last of Us 2 fucking sucked. The gameplay was ass, the story was mid, and the entire game felt so long for no reason, because the story was ass too. There was so much unnecessary stuff stuff, and it felt like being sad and gross just for the sake of it. While the original Last of Us had at least some happiness in this dark shit world, the second one just doesn't care, and all the characters aren't important at all. They introduce a character and then they die, and nobody ever mentions them again. I've been to Berlin, I can't be homophobic, so these morons complaining about Ellie being a lesbian and the game being woke was why it was bad are stupid to me. The gameplay is ass and the story doesn't make any sense, and Ellie being lesbian is where they drew the line. I get what they were trying to do with Abby because empathy is important and a lot of people have forgotten about that. You should love your neighbor, maybe not all of them because I'm Georgian so I got some wacky ass neighbors, but you know what I mean. The reason you spend half the game as Abby was to get you to empathize with her as well, and I don't even think what Abby did was unreasonable. Joel killed her fucking dad, like you can't let that go. But there was just so much unnecessary scenes and the characters made no sense. Like this guy just cheats on his pregnant girlfriend with Abby for no reason and out of nowhere. No build-up, no DMs. They're arguing about killing people and that conversation just made him think, you know what? Fuck my pregnant girlfriend and that ugly ass kid. I want that Abbabussy. Like motherfuckers were hating on this scene just because Abby isn't hot, ignoring the fact that the cheating scene made no sense. And it made me uncomfortable as well. I don't like seeing cheating. And the gameplay felt so repetitive and boring. It was just sneak until you get caught and then shoot for like 20 hours. By the end, I was like, please let this game end already, bro. I just want to know what happens. Anyways, I'm pretty sure I made you laugh in this video. And like in this capitalist world, laughs cost a lot of money. But because I'm nice, you know, I'm Georgian, I'm communist, I'm Stalin. So I'm giving you this for free only if you click that subscribe button, because I have my own project 2025 to achieve. So like and subscribe and goodbye.